3-4, the 4-3, the nickel, the dime, the zone blitz.
Pressure by Willis, wraps him up, and Willis delivers the first 49er sack.
The Vic Fangio Show, the 49ers defensive coordinator with Murph and Matt. On KNBR, the sports leader.
All righty, Paulie, we get to talk to Vic Fangio today. He's on his way. So while he's on his way, we'll tell you that he's brought to you by Dr. Scott Hiver, the official eye doctor of the San Francisco 49ers with offices in Daly City, Santa Clara, and San Ramon. Fangio also brought to you by Frost Brewed Coors Light, the world's most refreshing beer. You know what's funny? Kojo did the... It looks like the autocorrect got you, Kojo. It says the world's most reforesting beer.
Oh, boy.
Reforesting beer. So it's refreshing and reforesting.
Yeah.
And also brought to you by Porcelanosa, providing you with all of your kitchen, bathroom, tile, and floor needs. On the Ring Central guest line, the connection has been made with Vic Fangio, the 49ers defensive coordinator. Vic, welcome back to the Murph and Mac Show with Brian Murphy and Paul McCaffrey. How are you this morning?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
Doing
good, man. We're, you know, those are two very tough games you guys have played in the last couple of weeks, and just kind of chance for us to go over the particulars with you. And I guess we got to start with the headline, Vic, and that's the Ahmad Brooks play. What did you think? A two-part question. What did you think of the call in real time, and then did your view change after you saw it on film?
No, I mean, in real time, he hit the guy in the right place. You talk about the strike zone when you hit quarterbacks. He hit him within the strike zone, and then the impact of the hit and everything preceded is just the natural flow of the play. So for him to be penalized for that, I think is wrong, and if it's the right call, then it's a flaw in the rule.
Yeah. You know, so does this mean you can't, going forward, coach your guys to hit in the shoulder level because they might risk that call?
Oh, I don't know. You know, it's, you just got to play the game and try to not have your guys any more scared than they are with the way they got to tackle, particularly the quarterback, and just learn from it and move on.
Now, Ahmad had some very strong words after the game saying, he said it was, you know, bull, and he said that it's watered-down football now. Do you agree with that, that that's kind of where we're at, not just on the Ahmad Brooks play, but in general as a defensive coordinator, that it's watered down? I think he used the phrase not real.
Well, the game has obviously changed in the last few years when it comes to tackling quarterbacks, receivers, et cetera, and you know, we've just got to learn to change with the times.
Wow. And so, you guys don't sort of, harshly critique Ahmad Brooks for that play. I mean, I heard Jim Harbaugh say yesterday, you don't give a minus on that play in film evaluation. Is that the way you guys kind of evaluate? You tell Ahmad, good job?
Well, again, like I said earlier, he hit the quarterback in the strike zone. And when a 265-pound guy hits a much smaller guy, there's going to be impact. There's going to be head whip. And, whatever happens after that, you know, sometimes you can't control. So I definitely don't want to take the aggressiveness away from our players. And he was being aggressive legally on the impact of the hit.
I don't want to harp on this too much, but just to kind of close up the circle here on it, is there any way you guys can talk to the league or file some sort of, you know, complaint with the league? Can you guys reach out to the league?
There's a process you can just to get their opinion on it, but, it really doesn't do any good. You know, it's not going to change the result of the game, obviously, even though that play did change the result of the game. And, the league in all cases is going to defend officiating to the nth degree. So, I mean, you know, you're just prolonging the frustration, and it's time to move on to the next game, and just know that in this league, you lose your right of free speech. You can't really say what you want at times.
Wow, yeah. Vic Fangio, 49ers defensive coordinator, joins us on the Ring Central guest line. He does it he and Greg Roman swap every other Tuesday with Jim Harbaugh on our 49er Tuesday coaches half hour here. Vic, you say, you know, prolonging the agony and moving on. I guess moving on to last night, did you get to see the end of the Panthers Patriots game last night? And that was a case where the defense got away with one. Did you have an opinion on that defensive hold or illegal contact or pass interference? And is that something that you could apply to coaching your team?
No, you really can't. I mean, the big thing that happened on that play was Brady was trying to throw the ball to Gronkowski in the back of the end zone, and he had pressure in right at the last second and couldn't get enough into the throw, and the throw was extremely short of the target. If he had been able to throw that ball where he's intended, then I think the penalty would have been enforced.
Yeah, it's interesting. So the sort of the underthrow of it is what sort of allowed the refs to pick up the flag. Is that the way you see it?
I guess that's their explanation. So, I mean, there's no way that the defender knows that the ball is going to be underthrown. So, no, there's nothing to learn from that defensively.
All right, let's talk about some more of your defense. Just in general, I mean, I know a loss is awful and you guys are upset and you're you know, there's a bad taste in your mouth. But is there any way you guys can come away from that Saints game saying, wow, we really we held our assignments well. We held New Orleans under well under their average in the Superdome. And that the, can you say your defense had a good game even though you lost the game?
Well, what I can say is we played well enough to keep us in the game. We played well enough to give us a chance to win the game. But we obviously didn't play well enough to win the game. And we've got to be able to go and just a little bit more and find a way to win those types of games. You know, we had the same style of game the previous week against Carolina where, you know, they got a 9-yard drive to kick their winning field goal. After, you know, the guy kicks a 54-yard field goal. We got to find a way not to give them those 9 yards. Last week if New Orleans, if we that play is not penalized by Ahmad, probably a great chance we win that game when we do make the play at the end of the game. So you just got to keep trudging on. That's part of this business, you know. You know, instead of talking about a great, fantastic performance, we're talking about a good performance in defeat. We need to be talking about great performances in victory.
Yeah, it's, well, you know, I think from our eyes, it was a really impressive performance by your defense. And, boy, specifically, you know, being able to pick Ahmad Brooks, you know, even though the penalty was had, that his interception of Drew Brees is one of the more athletic plays you want to see. I guess as a D coordinator, that might have been one of your more favorite plays of the year, huh?
Well, all takeaways are favorite plays of the year, and Ahmad's got a knack for making a play like that every now and then. And you know, he had a chance to take it back too and score all the way. Luckily, we did score on offense after getting the ball down there in short field. And we need a few more of those plays, and we're going to need them this week going against a really good Washington offense who's highly ranked in a lot of categories.
Yeah, linebackers are great. Navarro Bowman, 14 tackles leading the team. That was a great performance there. And I want to ask you, Vic, about Alden Smith a little bit, getting back on the field, getting more snaps this week, and what you saw from him, how he's coming along, and did he impact any specific plays you can point to in the Saints game?
Yeah, I thought Alden played very well coming back in his second game and getting extensive action. I think he played about 46 or 47 plays, and he had some really good pass rushes for us. Some of them don't always show up because they get rid of the ball quickly, but he had a critical one on a 3rd and 4 prior to them going for it on 4th and 4. On that 3rd and 4, he got great, quick, immediate pressure on Breeze, which forced the incompletion, and they went for it on 4th down, and they didn't get it, which at that time was a very important sequence in the game. So I think Alden played very well, and I think he'll continue to get better and better as he gets back into the swing of things.
46, 47 plays. How did he report to you physically as far as stamina and legs?
I think he did fine. You know, we were in and out of our nickel and base package a lot during the game. I obviously played a lot more nickel in that game, and I didn't see any fatigue issues with him.
Okay, well, that would be something we'll look forward to on Monday night up in Washington if he can play even more 2 weeks back now. Vic Fangio, a couple more minutes with Vic Fangio, the 49ers D coordinator. Another guy we saw out there for the first time really was Eric Wright, number 30. It seemed like Drew Brees was targeting him. Was he targeting him, and how did he hold up? It might have made a couple plays on at his expense.
Oh, I don't know if they were targeting him there. I think a type of team that runs their offense and they throw where they need to throw. But, Eric was pressed into a lot of duty there when Terrell went down. And, you know, that's probably the most he's played for us, even if you count a practice. And for him to go out there and get his first action with us and extensive action and his first time playing in our system with his new teammates, and thought he did well, but he's definitely capable of much better, and I think now that he's got his feet wet, he'll play better ball moving forward.
So a little bit on the Redskins. I don't know how much you've looked at them yet. They are averaging 24 points a game, same as you guys. They're right there with you guys. They're averaging, the 49ers are 12th in the league in offensive points. The Redskins are 13th in the league in offensive points. I guess everybody wants to know about RG3. It doesn't, you know, without following them closely this year, he's not having the same breakout impact performance he had his rookie year. And obviously, he's coming off a major injury. So how different does he look to you on film compared to last year?
Well, he's getting better and better. You know, that's, you know, but would have preferred to have played this team early in the season when he was still feeling his way back. But now that he's been back and this is their 11th game now, I think he's back to where he was and running around. He still has a lot of yards rushing as a quarterback. He's still very elusive, and they're back to running the offense that they were running at the end of last season when they were very effective went on their winning streak. So these guys have scored a lot of points. They haven't had the benefit of a lot of short fields. So, I mean, again, all statistics can be viewed in different ways. But they've really moved the ball well. They're highly ranked in yards, third down. You know, they're the leading rushing offense in the NFL. So we've got our hands full going up there playing in Washington on Monday night.
Yeah, they lead the NFL in third downs made, and they're sixth in total yards. So, yeah, there are some stats to back that up. Finally, Vic, big picture, your defense, I think most people would say, played excellent the last 2 weeks. And like you said, well enough to almost win, but not well enough to win. Is there any way you have to guard against your defense getting angry at the offense? Because that can happen in NFL locker rooms. And what is the strategy for telling your defensive guys, hey, while the offense figures it out, we can't turn on them. We can't have a civil war. Are you going to address that?
No, our guys are good about that. They know we're a team here, and they realize that every unit is one game away from that flipping on you, and you don't want to be the team that starts pointing fingers and then it flips on you and you lose a game 38-35. So I think our guys are knowledgeable enough about that won't happen.
All right, Vic, it's been a nice chat, and I know we'll look forward to watching you guys Monday night in Washington. Thanks for coming on the Murph and Mac Show.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.